Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasurer is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Bill's, golly, another couple of months, we'll celebrate with him his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Bill is the author of a number of books, including Right Risk, including Courage Goes to War, to Work, including the new one, which is Outstanding, Leaders Open Doors. It's all about courage. He's our courage expert, Bill Treasurer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you. It gets me wondering, do I get a special prize on my 10th?
You do, I'm glad you asked. You'll be excited to know that the present for a 10th anniversary in the Brain Trust is an email.
Excellent.
Aren't you excited about that? Isn't that great?
Is it a silver email?
And it's not even a carbon copy or a resend. It'll be your own original email from us. Congratulations. That's coming up real soon. I know you'll be excited about that. Hey, Bill, before you got here, I was telling the audience about I use the term garden variety courage, meaning, you know, that didn't quite sound right. But, you know, most of us think we know what the definition of courage is, but we don't always associate it with professional courage. We think of courage being, you know, our members, men and women of the military, those people, those wonderful folks who demonstrate agape love by running toward 911 while you and I are running away. That's courage, right? All that. But when we think of workplace professional courage, that definition is a little more elusive. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, I agree with you too. That you know, I think that we make a mistake to think that courage is reserved only for heroes and people to run into buildings or people charging in a battle. And those are definitely heroic things.
No question.
That said, the idea of courage, I think that when we blow it up and embellish it that much, then we start thinking, well, I must not really be courageous, and then we start abdicating our responsibility.
Or that's outside of my world.
Exactly.
Since I don't have those assignments.
It's so remote from me, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that, for one, I think that people can experience a more everyday tempered version of courage. And then I also think, you know, courage has been the premier virtue for as long as man has existed.
I love that.
Yeah, Aristotle called it the first virtue, because it makes all the other virtues possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's true outside of work, and we know that, and we know it in military situations and political situations, why would it be any different inside of work?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, I mean, to be a leader, you have to render bold decisions that some people are going to disagree with, and that takes courage. To be a business developer, you have to knock on hundreds of doors in the face of rejection over and over again, and that takes courage. And to be an innovator, I think I've shared with you before, you know, the greatest innovations start out as blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to be willing to be a blasphemer.
Yeah.
So I think that people are wise to consider, how does courage impact their own career? And where are they playing it too safe? And what platform of safety do they need to get off of? I'm not suggesting that a person like an accountant needs to take more risks. But I do think that they need to take more risk in their career,
If that accountant sees something irregular, then what does that person do with that? Does that person sit on that irregularity and deal with it and let it go, when they determine that this is a pattern and is leading somewhere and it shouldn't be happening this way? Then what do you do with it? That's where the courage comes in, isn't it?
Exactly. So I'm not suggesting like creative accounting that somebody's going to do something that steps out of the bounds of legality and it's too risky.
Courage is not necessarily the same thing as taking initiative.
No, it's not. There can be a piece of it. The idea of attempting something for your first time can be part of it, with the initiative piece. I break it into three different behavioral buckets that I call the three buckets of courage. The first bucket of courage is the courage of first attempts, when you're attempting to do something you've never done before in facing the unknown. That's the bucket that I call try courage. And it has some initiative and action to it. The second bucket of courage is really about the courage of inaction, and it's the courage to lay down your weapons and become vulnerable, and it's the courage of trust. It's trust courage. It's the courage it takes, like delegating to a big task, knowing somebody could screw up and it could reflect on you. And then the third bucket of courage is the courage of verbal confrontation, the truth teller, what I call tell courage, the courage of voice and assertiveness. So what helps is that not all courage is the same, that we've got at least three different types of courage.
Say those again.
The courage of trying, the courage of first attempts, initiative, and that's attempting the unknown. The courage of vulnerability and relationships, which is the trust courage.
Right.
And then the third bucket of courage that I call tell courage, the courage of assertiveness and the truth teller. And
very,
that helps.
Very interesting.
Because it helps a person break down this big, ambiguous, amorphous, giant thing that we call courage, and we carve it down to size.
And again, I think I like what you were saying earlier and the direction we're talking about here. Folks, if you, just because you don't carry a weapon to work, just because you don't drive a car with a siren and lights on the top, doesn't mean you can't be courageous. You know, those people are courageous, but they don't own the franchise on courage. You can have your own personal courage, just like you can have your own personal happiness, and other parts of living your life. And I will tell you this, Bill. I know you agree with me on this. If you are in the marketplace long enough, you will be presented with opportunities to demonstrate courage, won't you?
You will, because you'll face situations of uncertainty and anxiety and fear. And then the question becomes, what am I going to do with this fear? Is it going to be productive for me, or am I going to run away from it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so think of the entrepreneur when they have to make payroll on their own credit card for the first time. That's a courageous moment.
The lucky ones are if they have a credit card.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about the guy who had to make payroll who didn't have the credit card available.
Exactly.
I've been there, done that. Hey, Bill, I need a website, please.
I'd go to leadersopendoors.com, but also couragebuilding.com.
All right, and the book's available wherever books are sold. Leaders Open Doors by Bill Treasurer. He and I will be right back. When we come back, I want to talk about how to act on what's right. Bill's going to help us with that. He calls it workplace courage. And he's going to help us get some of that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.